Good evening. This week's parasha is Parashas Chayei Sarah. Many years, Chayei Sarah is Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev. We've been speaking about in previous years and connecting the parasha to the upcoming month of Kislev. However, this year, as in many years, Chayei Sarah is not Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev, and we are now in a total week of Mar Cheshvan. And Mevorchim Kislev is first next week, Toldos. Therefore, this week we're still talking about Mar Cheshvan. Kislev is not here yet. We have next week to talk about Kislev. But even the next week is also Mar Cheshvan, but it's already Mevorchim Kislev. We're going to get ready for Chanukah next week. It's Chaf Hei Cheshvan next week, which is the 30 days before Chanukah. But this week, we are now really into Mar Cheshvan, and as we've been speaking the last few weeks, trying to find Ramazim and whatever chizuk we can get from the Torah, that we're still in the Tishrei atmosphere. We try to extend Tishrei as much as possible into Cheshvan, to Zion Cheshvan. Last week we had Parshas Vayera, which is the laning of Rosh Hashanah. So we were able to extend Tishrei to a certain degree. But this week, there is really the Chayra, we would seem that there is no connection anymore to Tishrei, and now we're really on our own now. We're in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Mazel Akrav, Yerach Bul. However, when one thinks, delves a little bit, you can still find the connection. And in fact, we can see from the name of this week's parasha that there is still some sort of connection to Tishrei. The name of the parasha is Chayei Sarah. Chayei Sarah literally means the life of Sarah, but that's not what this parasha talks about. This parasha talks about the death of Sarah. Vatama Sarah b'Kiryas Arba. Right away, in the next pasuk, Sarah's death and burial in the Maris HaMachpelah. And Rivka sort of takes her place later on. Vayivieha Yitzchak ha'ihela Sarah imay. So certainly this parasha does not talk about Sarah. If anything, we're starting to learn about the next one of the Imois, about Rivka, but Sarah is really out of the limelight now, because now we're talking about what happened after her death. Yet, the parasha is called Chayei Sarah, the life of Sarah. Why is this parasha called the life of Sarah? It's not the life of Sarah. So many will say, Tzadikim b'misosam kruyim chayim, that's all nice and true, but how could you call this entire parasha Chayei Sarah when it's not talking about the life of Sarah? The parasha is actually a continuation of the previous parasha. Previous parasha ends with the Akedah. And the Akedah, we know, was the cause of the death of Sarah, as Rashi brings from Chazal, that when she heard the news, Parcha Nishmasa. That's the Smichas. But there's also, we know many times when two parashas are connected, it's not just the first one or two psukim that are connected to the previous parasha, but it's the first topic. And the first topic of this week's parasha is the acquisition of the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah in Chevron. In fact, that was the first land that was actually bought in Eretz Yisrael by Avraham Avinu, the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, which, as the Medrash says, is one of the three places where no one could ever contest that it belongs to them. And we mentioned many times the irony that these three places, these three places where the Medrash Chazal tell us that the Goyim could never say it belongs to them, that's where they are, that they converge by the Maris HaMachpelah, Makom HaMikdash, and Shechem, which these three places, the Torah tells us, were bought. Clearly, there was a sale, and therefore it belongs to Am Yisrael. But the first of the three places is clearly Chevron, Maris HaMachpelah, which is what the parasha speaks about. So there is a smichas here between the end of Parshas Vayera, which talks about the Makom HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, which was designated by the Akedah, Behar HaShem Yeroeh, and Chevron, Maris HaMachpelah, Chevron, which was what the Parsha begins with. What exactly is that smichas? Is there a connection between Chevron and Yerushalayim? They're not exactly right near each other. They're not far from each other, but they're not near each other. And as we'll see, there is a major connection between the two. These two cities, Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash in particular, and Chevron, Maris HaMachpelah in particular, that the Torah juxtaposes the two. What exactly is that connection? The parasha ends with the life and death of Yishmael. The Eglah told us Yishmael ben Avraham, says the Pasuk, and the Pasuk is, Asher Yolda Hogar HaMitzris Shivchas Sora LeAvraham, the Rechaim HaKadosh, and other Mepharshim ask, what's the reason why the Torah tells us that? We know already Yishmael is the son of Hagar. We also know that Hagar was the Shivcha of Sarah. Why does it have to say, Ve'ela told us Yishmael ben Avraham? And not only that, but there's an Asnachta there, like as if that's one part of the Pasuk. The next is, Asher Yolda Hagar HaMitzris Shivchas Sarah LeAvraham. We know there's not even one extra letter in the Torah, not an extra word, certainly not an extra phrase, an extra pasuk. Everything is bidiyuk. What exactly is the Torah telling us over here? And what does it have to do with the parasha called Chayei Sarah? Why would we be talking about Yishmael in the parasha called Chayei Sarah when we know that Sarah and Yishmael did not really have this great relationship? In fact, it's because of Sarah. Goresh ha'ama hazayis v'yasbena. Sarah said Yishmael is out. And yet her parasha ends with Ve'ela told us Yishmael ben Avraham Asher Yolda Hagar HaMitzris Shivchas Sarah LeAvraham. And not only that, but we actually learn in this the psukim here at the end of Chayei Sarah that Yishmael did tshuva, as the pasuk says by the levaya of Avraham Avinu Vayikbru Oisa Yitzchak V'Yishmael Bonav. Yitzchak before Yishmael, which means that Yishmael let Yitzchak go ahead of him, despite that Yishmael was the older son. Mikan she'asa Yishmael tshuva v'holech es Yitzchak lefanav, and that's what Avram was promised, that he will be buried b'seiva toiva, as Rashi says in Lech Lecha, that Hashem had already told him the news that Yishmael will do tshuva. That doesn't seem to be to fit with Sarah's command. It's like a command that Sarah gave to Avram Avinu: Goresh ha'oma hazoyz v'yas b'na, get him out. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. The Akedah proved that, as Rashi tells us in the previous parasha, Acharat Dvarim Ha'ele, after Yishmael was bragging that his bris mila was on a higher level than Yitzchak's because he was 13 years old, and Yitzchak was only 8 days old. And that's why the Akedah proved, Yitzchak said to Yishmael, you're talking about one part of the body, if I was asked to give myself totally to Hashem, I'll do it. And as we see, he would have done it. So the Akedah, if anything, disproves Yishmael, even the religious Yishmael, even the Yishmael who talks about Bris Mila, unlike the Yishmael before that, that was having a battle with Yitzchak, who could shoot arrows further. He was mitzachek. He was trying. That's why Sarah had to say Lo Yirash Ben Ha'ama Hazoysim Beniim Yitzchak. That would be the secular Yishmael. By the Akedah, we're talking about the religious, the Muslim. We're talking about the Yishmaeli who davens five times a day. The Yishmaeli who seems to be careful with tzniyos, at least on the outside it looks that way. The Akedah proves that he is also not part of Klal Yisrael, but Yitzchak is the chosen one. And in Parsha called Chayei Sarah, we learn that Yishmael did tshuva, and not only that, but the pasuk says concerning the death of Yishmael, Vayigva, Vayomos, Vayeosef El Amov. Rashi says Vayigva, Loinemra Gevia El Betzadikim, indicating that Yishmael died at tzaddik. But in the last pasuk of the parasha, where it says where the Yishmaelim lived, the pasuk ends off Vayishkunu mechavila at Shur, etc. Al penei kol echov nofal, over all his brothers he dwelt. That's literally what it refers to. So Rashi ends off here, the last Rashi in the parasha. Here it says nefila. In the previous parasha in Lech Lecha it says Yishkain. Before Avraham died, Yishkain. After Avraham died, nofal, he fell. The Baal HaTurim goes a step further. We mentioned this Baal HaTurim many times. It's really a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. That when Yishmael will fall at the end of time, Al Penei Kol Echov Nofal, which is Begematria Dor Acharoin, the last generation, then Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, then Yitzmach Ben David. Ve'ela told us Yitzchak is Begematria Hine Anoichi Shailiach Chemes Eliyahu Anovi. The downfall of Yishmael precedes Bias HaMashiach. Bias HaMashiach comes after the downfall of Yishmael. It's hinted in a pasuk in Tehillim. V'alav Yotzitz Nizroi. We talk about the enemies of David, the enemies of Mashiach. Over the enemy, over the fall of the enemy, Mashiach will sprout, which the Pirkei Rebbe Lezer and the Baal HaTurim alludes to that, is referring to the downfall of Yishmael, Ba'acharis Hayomim, And that's what the last phrase here is talking about. What does this have to do with Chaye Sora? And of course, the topic that's in the middle of the parasha, the topic in the middle of the parasha, which is the topic discussed the most in this parasha, is about the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka and the shlichus of Eliezer Eved Avraham to go find a mate for Yitzchak, a suitable mate for Yitzchak, which ends with Vayivieha Yitzchak ha'oihela sora ima. Yitzchak brings Rivka into his tent. They get married. Vatehilo eliisha vayeha veha vayinochem Yitzchak achre ima. Yitzchak was consoled after his mother. So that sounds like as if, okay, Sora is gone. He has Rivka now. And this is all Chaye Sora. It's the parasha that's called Chaye Sora. So before going into a little of what perhaps the answer to this is, being, as we mentioned before, we're in the week of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, this week, clearly we're out of the Tishrei atmosphere. There's really nothing connecting us to Tishrei, at least not in the parasha, not in any specific day. It's after Zayin Cheshvan, it's after Parshas Vayera, where we were revisited with Rosh Hashanah last week, as mentioned last week. It's Yodua, that we spoke about this already, that Mar Cheshvan, the Tzvila Tzadik says, is the letters Roshem Nun Ches. Nun Ches is the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei, make an impression in the month of Mar Cheshvan. That's how you know whether or not your Elul Tishrei were productive. Is we have to see the results. The results are in Mar Cheshvan, in a regular plain day in Mar Cheshvan, which this week would be the week to really test it, because this week we're really out of the Tishrei atmosphere completely. Then we know whether our Elul Tishrei was really meaningful. Because if in Mar Cheshvan, all the resolutions that we made in Elul and Tishrei, we keep, we serve Hashem with the same intensity, the holy Rishna, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishna, who was the Artzaitis in Mar Cheshvan, used to say that Mar Cheshvan comes from the word Merachashin Sifivosei. It's an expression in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin. Merachashin Sifivosei. His lips are moving. Mar Cheshvan means moving, like a Mar Cheshes is a pot in which when you cook, it bubbles, it moves. Mar Cheshes, Rochash, Reichesh. The lips are moving. So there are different interpretations of what the Rishonim meant, and I'm sure they're all emes. One is that our lips are still moving because they were moving so much in Tishrei that, you know, when something is moving for a long time, you can't just stop. So we've been davening so much, our lips have been moving so much, that it's still moving in Cheshvan. Clearly he means more than that. It's that in Mar Cheshvan, that's where we really have to start davening. That's where we have to really start avodah. The Chiddushei Orim said that Mar Cheshvan is hinted in the words in Tehillim, Kapitel Mem Hei, Rochash libi dovar toiv oimer oni masai lemelech, l'shoini yeitzoi fer mohir. Kapitel Mem Hei, which is a kapitel, incidentally, that talks about Mashiach, kol kevudah bas melech penima, which we spoke about last week, yof yofisam yivenei odam. That kapitel begins with the words Rochash libi, which translated in English means, my heart is astir. I am moved. My heart is moved. Something is moving me. I am astir. I'm stirred. I am nispoil. I am nisroimeim. I am nisoireir. Mar Cheshvan, he said, is rochash. My heart is astir. Why Mar Cheshvan? What's in Mar Cheshvan? If anything, Tishrei is the month that we're stirred and we're moved. We're moved to do tshuva. We're nisoireir. But as we spoke in the previous weeks, it's in Mar Cheshvan where it counts. It's now that we have to stir ourselves. It's now when we have to really daven, especially when we do not have the Yomim Tovim that we had in Tishrei. We don't have that atmosphere. Sara means Sarora, which means rulership. That's why she was called Sara, not Sarai. Rashi tells us in Parshas Lech Lecha, Noyach Sarai is Sarai Li, Sara Al Hakoil. We notice that on Rosh Hashanah, we learn about Sora, Vashem Pokad es Sora. In fact, everything about Sora we learn, we lay on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara actually tells us in Megillah that there were 48 Nevi'is, there were 48 Nevi'im, and among them there were Nevi'is, women prophets, prophetess. One of them, of course, is Sarah. So the Gemara asks, where do we see that Sarah was a prophetess? There's only one source. It's one pasuk that we always lay on Rosh Hashanah. And we learned it last week in Parshas Vayera. Koil asher toimar elecha Sarah shema b'koila ki b'yitzchak yikar elecha zara. Sarah was the one who said, Gorei sha'ama hazois v'yaz b'na. And Avram was told to listen to her. Avram didn't hold that way. Avram's shita was that you have to be makarev Yishmael. Avram was a makarev. He wasn't a merachek. Avram is chesed. Sarah, as we'll soon see, is gvura. Sarah was midas hadim. And Sarah and Avram complement each other. Esolei ezer kinegdoid. Opposites attract, as they say, which is, there's truth to it. The Divrei Yisrael of Majid says in this week's parasha that Eliezer, when he davened for a mate for Yitzchak, he said that she should be a balas chesed. And if she's a balas chesed, then I'll know that she deserves to be Yitzchak's wife. Oiso heichachto reuya hiloi shetei goimeles chasodim ukedai hilichones bebeisai shal Avraham. Asks the Divrei Yisrael, Yitzchak was midas hagvura. Yitzchak is pachad. Pachad Yitzchak ha'yoli. Yitzchak is yira. Yitzchak's not chesed. Avram is chesed. So if anything, Avram should marry a balas chesed, and Yitzchak should marry a balas gevura. Everyone thinks that a husband and wife have to be exactly the same. The same tchunas hanefesh. Not necessarily. In fact, the Divrei Yisrael says just the opposite. They have to complement each other, and they have to be different. Too much chesed is no good. Too much gevura is no good. The two together mix. And from them, of course, we know from Avram and Sarah come. From Avram, after Avram and Yitzchak comes Yaakov, who was a mizug of both chesed and gevura. But Avram had to have a wife who was gevura because he was chesed. To counter, his chesed shouldn't go too far. Because if it would have been up to Avraham, Yishmael would have been incorporated. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, says Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. I'm happy with Yishmael. Avraham didn't even need Yitzchak. He said, Yishmael is my child. I'm happy with him. And if that would have been the case. So it was Sarah who knew, Sarah who recognized that Yishmael is not part of Am Yisrael. He's the son of a Shifcha, who comes from Mitzrayim. He cannot be part of Klal Yisrael. Mitzrayim comes from Chom. Chom is cursed. Ein Oror Medabek Beboruch. We know that from this week's parasha when Eliezer said, Ulai, Eli Ksiv. Because Eliezer had a daughter, Bas Hoysalel Eliezer. And he wanted that his daughter should marry Yitzchak. And clearly, if he wanted, that means his daughter was ineligible. His daughter was a very, very big tzadekes. But Avram said, I can't because Ata Oror Ve'ein Oror Medabek Beboruch. And Yishmael's source, Yishmael Hagar, comes from Pari, from Mitzrayim, which is Chum, which is Orur Canaan. Yishmael cannot be part of Klal Yisrael. But if it would have been up to Avraham, Yishmael would have been incorporated in part of Klal Yisrael. So it was necessary to have a wife, Sarah, Mitzad HaGevura, Gevura Midas Hadin de Kedusha. We see clearly in the previous parashas that Sarah looked at Hagar with an ayin hara, Rashi says, and she was mapel her uber. Hagar was pregnant before Yishmael, and she miscarried because of the way Sarah looked at her. So Sarah was, not that she was a mean-spirited person, clearly, obviously she was a balas chesed and the tzaddikas nisgava, but her mida was gevura. That's why they were able to have a Yitzchak. How could a Yitzchak come from Avram? Avram is chesed? Well, Sarah played a role in that too. So Sarah and Avram were different, and that's how it had to be. So Eliezer is davening that the one who has to marry Yitzchak has to be a balas chesed to counter his gevura. And we all know, of course, what would have happened if not. Yitzchak loved Esav, because Esav was midas hagevura. So Yitzchak was drawn to him, even though he was gevura de tumah, and he's gevura de kedusha, Yitzchak was drawn to Esav. So you needed a rivka to get Esav out and make sure Yaakov gets the brachas, and not Esav. The same way you needed a sarah, because Avram, who is yamin de kedusha, Avram is chesed, was drawn to Yishmael. Yishmael is Yamin the Klipa. Chesed that goes to everyone, which is not the proper chesed. Chesed has to be curbed. So Avram had to marry a Sarah. Yitzchak has to marry a Rivka, who are opposite in Midas. So Sarah is Midas Hadin. Sarah, Sarara. And we lane Rosh Hashanah about Sarah, about Hashem Pakat as Sarah, Yom HaDin. Tishrei is the month of Din, because in Tishrei we're being judged, and Sarah is Din. Now the Rekeach, at the beginning of Eicha, the Rekeach says, when the Pasuk says, Rabosi Bagoyim, Sarosi Bamedinois, Sarosi, he says, is Oisius Tishrei. So Yerushalayim was the mother city, a metropolis, Rabosium, Sarosi Bamedinois. So the Rekeach says, Sarosi is Oisius Tishrei. Tishrei, Oisius, Sarosi. So we see that Tishrei is connected to Sarah. Sarah is Midas Adin, Sarosi, Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah, Vashem Pokad as Sarah. Sarah is Tishrei. When Tishrei is over, it's sort of like Tishrei died. We enter Mar Cheshvan. It's interesting that the Medrash says that Sarah passed away in Mar Cheshvan. But Thomas Sarah, Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer brings down a Makar, that Sarah was Nifter in Mar Cheshvan. Sarah was obviously born in Mar Cheshvan too. By Tzadikim, we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamalei Shnoseh Miyoyim Liyoyim. So the name of the parasha is Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. Sarah's legacy continues. Tishrei continues. In Mar Cheshvan, we lain Chaye Sarah in Mar Cheshvan, not in Tishrei. Despite that Tishrei is gone, despite that Tishrei is over with now for sure, the atmosphere of Tishrei is already in the past. We read a parasha called Chaye Sarah, the life of Tishrei, the legacy of Tishrei. Even though Sarah passes away, it's called Chaye Sarah. That means even though it's no longer Tishrei, we're still doing what we were doing in Tishrei. In fact, the Tiferes Shleimer from Radomsk writes at the beginning of Parshas Noach, he says there, when Chazal tell us, Yitzias Tzadik min ho'ir oise roishem. When a tzadik leaves a city, it makes an impression. It leaves a gap, a void. Rashi says at the beginning of Vayetze Yaakov. So he says, when a tzadik leaves this world, not when a tzaddik goes from one place to another, but that also, of course, when a tzaddik leaves this world, he leaves an impression. He leaves something, a legacy. In other words, he lives on. Tzadikim b'misasam kriyim chayim. The same thing is with time. When a certain time passes, that time leaves a roishem. Mar Cheshvan is roishem nun ches. Mar Cheshvan is the month in which the roishem, the impression that of that which we accomplished in the previous month of Tishrei and Elul, is felt. At least it should be felt. Chaye Sarah, despite that she died, her legacy lives on. She's living. Tzadikim b'bisasam kriyim chayim. Tishrei lives on in Mar Cheshvan. In fact, that's the connection this week to Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, to Chodesh Tishrei, that despite that it's already Mar Cheshvan. That means even though Sarah died, we call it Chaye Sarah. Even though Tishrei is gone, we still feel the effects of it. And this week, especially when we are no longer connected, we can't really find the connection. The name of the parsha already suggests that there is some sort of connection, that we're still connected to the month of Tishrei. You don't want to let go. It's still Chaye Sarah. Last week we spoke by Arichas that the tafkid of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is the restoration of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, which is Begematria Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, this is the month in which Malchus Beis David was rebelled against, vilified. Yeravim ben Nevat took over the Malucha, the split between Malchus Beis David and the Malchus Yisrael. And we mentioned last week about Yerushalayim, Mokam HaMikdash, and clearly there's a connection. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Ein Yeshiva Bo'azorah Elo LeMalchus Beis David Bilvad. The Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah, is the place of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is rooted in Yerushalayim, but Malchus Beis David really began in Chevron. As the Pasuk says, that David HaMelech ruled 7 years in Chevron and then 33 years in Yerushalayim. And we see Yerushalayim and Chevron are connected. And since this is the month that we have to be Mesakein, as we've quoted the Medrash Shmuel that Rashi brings in Hoshea, Ubikshu as Hashem Elokeihem v'yeis David Malkam, that Ein Ben David Bo, and we're not going to be Zoicha to the restoration until we're Mevakesh, to be Mesakein, the Pagam, the Merida, where we despised it. We said, Ein Lanu Chelek or at least the ten shvatim said, "Ein lanu chelik bebeis David, rei beis chadavid, ein lanu chelik beben Yishai," which is Akrav, Ok Arbayis, as we spoke by Arichas last week. In Cheshvan, in this month, we have to mesakein and restore Malchus Beis David to its glory, the Torah Yoshna. So we continue in this parasha, and which this parasha ends off with the Haftarah v'hamelech David, Zokein Baba Yomim, the Haftarah v'hamelech David, that's Malchus Beis David, which the Haftarah ends off with Yechi Adoini Hamelech David le'olam, where Bathsheba cries out that David should live forever, meaning in Shloima HaMelech, Malchus David u'Shloimai, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David Le'olam is Begematria Ben Yishai, it's Begematria Akrav. Because the Haftarah, although the connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha is really only because it says V'HaMelech David Zakein, and the Parsha says V'Avram Zakein. So well, that's the connection. So the Mefarshim speak about trying to find more of a connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha. But without getting into other connections, the Hamelech David, Yechi Adoni Hamelech David Le'olam, that's Malchus Beis David. The Haftarah speaks about Malchus Beis David. And Be'emes, we can say that that's Sarah's legacy. Sarah is the one who gets the credit, as we mentioned before, of banishing Yishmael, Goresh Ha'oma Hazois V'Yaspina Kiloi Yirash Ben Ha'oma Hazois Imbeni Yitzchak. The stress, the emphasis, is that he's a Ben Oma. He's the son of a maid. He's not considered your child, Avraham. I know you said, Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefanecha. He's not your child. And it wasn't because Sarah was jealous. It was Sarah Imenu. Sarah knew that Yishmael must be separated from Klal Yisrael. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. Halachically, he's not part of Klal Yisrael. Unlike Esav, that the Gemara in Kedushin calls Esav a Yisrael Mummer. Because Esav was born Jewish. The Shaila, if he ever had a bris, but he was born Jewish. The Chidor writes, we find converts only come from Esav. There are never converts from Yishmael. It's a rarity, if there is at all. And even if there is, then they're probably not from Yishmael. But you don't usually find Arabs converting to Judaism. It's an interesting concept you see even today. Kamat, you never find that an Arab, a pure Arab, converts to Judaism, although Islam is closer to Judaism than Christianity is, in a certain way. You don't find it. From Esav, yes. From Esav comes many, many converts. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, Shmaya Vavtalion. A numerous amount of great, great Tanoim and Amirayim are descendants of Esav, but not of Yishmael. From Yishmael, there's no Toiv. Yishmael was totally Nizbarer. All the Toiv, any Toiv, any Nitzitz of Toiv that existed in Yishmael ended with his demise. Yishmael dies, yes, at Tzaddik. He himself did Tshuva, but it did not pass on to his children. Al Pnei Kolech of Nafal, it's Nefila. And it's not like by Klal Yisrael when it says, Sheva Yipal Tzaddik Vekom. There's a Nefila and then a Kima, a fall, and then a rise. By Yishmael, it eventually will be Al Pnei Kolech of Nafal for good. Sarah gets the credit for that. Clearly, we see that the Ma'aras HaMachpelah says the Alkid Ruveni. It's based on a Zohar. The Zohar talks about it in the beginning of this week's parasha too. That Moras HaMachpelah is the Pesach of Gan Eden. The Zohar, the Mekubalim speak about that Gan Eden has seven entrances, and one of the entrances of Gan Eden is by the entrance of the Moras HaMachpelah. The Yalkut Ruveni, the Megala Amukus, also tells us that the Tfilois, every Tfilah that we daven properly, we know that every Tfilah goes to Yerushalayim, and from there it goes up, Vezeh Shar Shamayim, tells us the Megala Amukus, also based on the Zohar HaKadosh, first, Tfilas got a chevron. They got a chevron, they got a Maris HaMachpelah, and from there they go to Yerushalayim, and then they go up. So chevron and Yerushalayim are connected. These two cities are associated with Tfilah. Machpelah is Mikol Peh. These two cities, chevron and Yerushalayim, are Maris HaMachpelah, Mokam HaMikdash, Har HaMoriah. These two cities are clearly connected to Tfilah, and Tfilah is something which this week especially, Mar Cheshvan, Merach Hashin, Roch HaShlibi, something which has to be intensified, Dafka now in a month, where we do not have the tefillos, the non-stop tefillos that we had in Tishrei. It's interesting too that the Baal Shem Tov used to translate, Boy Atta V'chol Beischa El HaTeva. Soyar Tassel Ateva that we read in Parashas Noach, literally, of course, meaning going into the Teva, he would translate it as meaning, and all the Chassidish Sfarim speak about is enter into the words of Tefillah, the words of Torah and Tefillah. Teva means a word. Soyar Tassel Ateva, illuminate your words. These psukim are read in Mar Cheshvan. Noach is read in Mar Cheshvan. In fact, when did that happen? It happened when the Mabul occurred. The Mabul occurred in Mar Cheshvan. In fact, yesterday, Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan was the day that the Mabul started. Today, actually, Yud Ches was the first full 24 hours that there was a Mabul. And 7 days prior, in Mar Cheshvan, Hashem said, the concept of illuminating our words, entering into the words of davening. Now, we would think that would be a Tishrei lesson, not a Mar Cheshvan lesson. No, this is a Mar Cheshvan lesson. Here's where davening counts. Here's where a person has to really open up his heart. Here's where a person has to stir his soul. Ruach HaShlibi. Dafke in Mar Cheshvan. When we're not surrounded like we were in Tishrei with an atmosphere of tefillah, every day different tefillahs in Yomim Tovim. Now we don't have any of that. Here's where it really counts. Chayei Sara, even after Sara's death, Tishrei still exists even after it's not here anymore as we enter Mar Cheshvan. So we read about now, last week we read about the Makom HaMikdash, we read about Malach Michoel. Malach Michoel was the one who came to me, Mevaser Sara. He came specifically to tell Sara the good news that Sara is going to have a Yitzchak. That from Sara comes Klal Yisrael. From Sara comes Malchus Beis David. And as we mentioned last week, there's a Malach in this week's parasha too. The Malach that Avraham Avinu sends with Eliezer, who Yishlach Malach Elifonecha. Who Yishlach Malachai Itoch, twice it says it, when Eliezer repeats to Lavan and Besuel, tells us the Midrashim that this was also Malach Michoel. Malach Michoel went with Eliezer to find a Shidduch for Yitzchak, a replacement for Sarah, because this is the Malach who came initially. Michoel is the one who came Levaser as Sarah. He's the Malach that came, as we spoke last week, to save Loit in order to bring from Loit Malchus Beis David, because it proved Kol Kavud Vas Melech Penima that Sarah was a Tzenua, and therefore the Benoy Smoyev can marry Bnei Yisrael, as mentioned by Arichas last week. So it continues this week. The parasha continues. Makom HaMikdash, that's the place of Malchus Beis David. En Yeshiva Ba'azor El Malchus Beis David Belvad. Where does David first rule? In Chevron. Chevron, Moris HaMachpelah, he rules first for 7 years. Chevron, Yerushalayim, therefore are connected. They go together. David is tefillah. David said about himself, Va'ani sefillah. David said, I am a davener. My whole essence is davening. Davening, most of it is Tehillim, Mizmoirei David. How many times in davening in Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach and Nishmas do we mention Shirei David Avdecha? David is the epitome of Tefil. David is Malchus. David is Malchus Pez, it says in Pasach Elio. David is Tefillah. That's his essence. So Malchus Beis David is davening. Restoring Malchus Beis David means by davening. When you daven, you're going to restore Malchus Beis David, because that's what David is. David is tefillah. And tefillah, which is now required more than ever, especially as we enter this week, this full week of Mar Cheshvan, after the Tishrei atmosphere, Merachashin, Rochash Libi. So we learn in this parasha about the power of tefillah. You have the tefillah of Eliezer, you have the tefillah of Yitzchak, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basod Lefnois Orev, Eliezer, Vayihu Terem Kilo Ladaber, before he even finishes speaking, Rivka's coming on, she's on the way. And by Yitzchak, he doesn't even start. By Yitzchak, Lasuach Basada, already Vihine Gemalim Boyim, Terem Nikroim, Heim Ne'enim, the power of Tefillah. The Arabs daven, true. The Bnei Yishmael daven, but their Tefillahs obviously don't reach the same levels as ours. And that's why they, the Dafka, converge over those Mekoimais that are Miyuchad for Tefillah. They're trying to block that our Tefillahs should not reach Shamayim. Because they know what the tefillah of Am Yisrael can accomplish. They go where the Kaisel is, they go where the Maris HaMachpelah is, they go where Shechem is. All the Mekaymas that are miyuchad for tefillah. And for tefillah, for who? For Am Yisrael, for Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. That's where the Yishma'elim gather. Befrat in our time. Befrat in Ikvus of the Mashiach. Right before the fall of Yishma'el, which B'ez HaMashiach will be over the fall of Yishma'el. So this is the legacy of Sarah. Sarah's legacy, Chayei Sarah, Dafka, this parasha, that talks about her death, is Chaye Sarah, because she lives on. When do we know if a tzaddik, or any person for that matter, had a productive life? It's also after their patira. After their patira, everyone sees what they really accomplished, how much they are missed, how much, especially by tzaddikim, the Torah is continuously being learned. Reading about their midas toivos, learning about their accomplishments. It's something, achrei mos kedoshim, as they say. After the misa, then you find out that they were kedoshim. Yitzias tzaddik min hoyer oiser roishem. So where did we see that Sarah's accomplishments bore fruit? How do we know that Sarah has a legacy? You see it in this week's parash. First of all, you see that the Maris HaMachpelah was bought for her, for Sarah, and it was bought for Avraham, and for Yitzchak and Rivka, and for Yaakov and Leah. There's no mention that Yishmael is buried there. Yishmael is not buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. They might believe so, but he's not there. Where he is, we don't know, but he's not there. The Maris HaMachpelah is only the Zugos Machpelah, one of the reasons it's called Machpelah, Shekfula B'Zugos, beginning with Avram and Sarah, even though Adam and Chava are there too, so you would think the non-Jews would also feel that they have some sort of connection to Maris HaMachpelah, because everyone comes from Adam and Chava, but that was until Avram bought it. Once Avram bought it from Ephraim, and it now becomes into the, as Rashi says, Yotza miyad hedyot liyad melech vayokom zdei Ephraim. Now it's only for Klal Yisrael, only the Zugos that Klal Yisrael come from, Avraham, Sarah, not Hagar, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov, Leah, which, of course, David HaMelech comes from Leah, so Malchus Beis David is also rooted there, even though Rachel is in Kever Rachel. But David is a descendant of Leah, of Yehuda, and this is in Chevron, which was the first place that David HaMelech ruled. That's why the Torah is madgish. Eile toldos Yishmael ben Avraham, ashe yolda hogar ha-mitzris shivchas sorel la-Avraham. No shaychus to Klal Yisrael. Number one, his mother is Hagar, she's a mitzris, and she was a shivcha, and whatever a shivcha acquires belongs to the master. So Yishmael is just the son of an amma, ben ha-amma. It's shivchas sorel. Yes, Yishmael himself did tshuva. In fact, that's exactly why it's being taught in the parasha called Chayei Sarah. It's not a stira. Sarah was the one who gets the credit for getting Yishmael out of the picture. And you should know that even though Yishmael did tshuva, you would think Yishmael did tshuva, he died at tzaddik. You can't say that about Esav. Esav didn't die at tzaddik. By Esav, it doesn't say, by the Levaya of Yitzchak, Esav went ahead of Yaakov. Esav still contests the Bechayra. Esav still claims that he's the firstborn. And when it came to the burial of Yaakov in the Maris HaMachpelah, he tried to prevent it from happening, as the Gemara says in Saita. Chushim ben Don kills him, or some say Yehuda killed him, different opinions in the Midrashim. Who killed who? Who killed him? But Esav did not die at Tzaddik. Esav does not do tshuva. In fact, Avraham had to die 5 years earlier, so he shouldn't see Esav go out Latarbis Ra. So that's the irony of this, is Esav dies in Russia, but from his descendants there are converts. Yishmael dies at tzaddik. Yishmael does tshuva, but there's no descendants from him. No one comes from him. There's nothing good out of him, because Sarah cut him off. Sarah said, Goresh ha'oma hazoiz v'yez b'na. You don't find that with Rivka and Esav. Although Rivka makes sure that Yaakov gets the brachas, Rivka doesn't tell Yitzchak, Goresh. What's she going to say? It's her child. Goresh, she can't say Goresh ben ha'oma hazois. Esav is not a ben ha'oma. Esav is her child. Esav is the child of Yitzchak and Rivka. Esav can become a Baal Tshuva, and if not him, his descendants perhaps. So true, Yaakov has to get the brachas, and we needed a Rivka to make sure that that happened. But Esav is never totally cut off. And that's why there are descendants from Esav. There are tzaddikim from Esav. There are converts from Esav. And there's a good part to Esav. But by Yishmael, it doesn't say that. Yishmael wasn't born Jewish. Yishmael was born to Avraham when he was Avram, before the hay was added to his name. He hadn't had a bris yet. Even though Yishmael has a bris, but that's not the real bris. He has brisi akim as Yitzchak. So who gets the credit for all of that? That's Sarah. Sarah is the one who made sure that Yishmael is out of the picture. So in this parasha called Chayei Sarah, we see that as a fact. The Maris HaMachpelah is for who? Only for Avram, Yitzchak, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Yaakov, Leah. Yishmael is nowhere to be found. Yishmael is not here. And we find later in the parish of Eilat told us Yishmael ben Avram, actually Yolda Hogar Hamitzvah Shiv Chasar of Avram. He's not part of Klal Yisrael until we come to the last pasuk. Al Perei Kol Echav Nofel. He falls. He will fall. And when he will fall, Mashiach will come. Malchus Beis David will be restored. The restoration of Malchus Beis David, according to this, according to the Medrash, according to the Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, according to the Baal HaTurim, depends on the fall of Yishmael. So in the parsha of Sarah, which Sarah was the one who was told the good news, the Besura Toiva that was given to Sarah, as mentioned last week, which was the prelude to the saving of light, the necessary, in order to verify that Sarah was a tsunua, that women are tsunuas. And that's why the Arabs are known for their tsnias. They're known the way the women dress, the way the women dress, but it's something to laud, it's something they do dress tsnias. You can't argue with that. But that's not the tsnias that that's not the tsnias of the Torah. Sarah's a tsunua. It's interesting that the Yishmaelim chap on to tsnias and to tefillah, two very important factors. In the restoration of Malchus Beis David and Bias HaMashiach is, of course, as Zahiris and Sneus, and being very careful with our tefillah. Malchus Beis David will be restored after we daven for it and beg for it, and of course Sneus is a very important factor in it, because if not for the fact that Kol Kudim Asmalach Panima, light wouldn't have been saved, Rus couldn't have married Bayas, so, but Panimius, it's also a remez that Sneus leads to Malchus Beis David. Sneas will bring about the restoration of Malchus Beis David, and of course Sarah is the epitome of that. So this parasha that's called Chaye Sarah, it's not a question anymore, why should this parasha be called Chaye Sarah, but it doesn't talk about her at all. The whole parasha is about her, because this is her legacy. This is what she stood for. She stood for separating the Ra from the Toiv, which Avram didn't do. Avraham was the Machnes Oirach. Avram was the Makarev. Avram was the Ish HaChesed. And therefore he needed a counterbalance. He needed a Sarah, Milashan Sarara, Gevura, in order to separate. Din, the din of Sarah, is what saved us. On the one hand, Chesed is so important, of course, but it has to be countered with din, otherwise it goes to the wrong places, the same way as the opposite. So the Pasuk tells us that when Yitzchak sees Rivka, Vateira es Yitzchak, Vatisa Rivka es Eineha, Vateira es Yitzchak, she falls off the camel. Svarim say, because he was her opposite. She was chesed. He was din. So vatipol me'al ha'gomol. She said, mi'o ish alozeh. Alozeh means like in the distance. He's not my type, sort of. He's not my type. We're different. But v'yayim ha'evet, no, hu adoini. That's the one you have to marry. You have to marry someone who's your opposite. You have to marry someone that you'll be able to work with together and build a home. You can't be exactly the same. So Vayivieha Yitzchak Ha'ehela Sora Imoy. Rashi says here, Vaharehi Sora Imoy. She is Sora his mother. Kaloimar. Venasis Dugmas Sora, but she's like Sora his mother. That's what it means. Literally, she's like Sarah, his mother. Whatever Sarah was able to do, like the candle that Sarah lit, lasted a whole week. Ner Dalek Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. Bracha Metzuya Be'isa, Anan Kasher Al Ha'ayel. As Rashi tells us, the three Nisim now were restored. The Chidah writes that Rivka was a Gilgal of Sarah. Rivka is Sarah. That's who Rivka is. In fact, if you really think about it, you go back to last week's parasha. Acharei advarim ha'ela, right after the Akedah is when Rivka was born. And right after the Akedah is when Sarah passes away. When Sarah hears the Besura, as Rashi brings at the beginning of the parasha, Kemat shalei nishchat, he doesn't have a chance, and it's do it, I was the Satam. Alei psoiras ha'akedah, shen esdamein b'nol l'shchitu, Kemat shalei nishchat. Before, the Malach had a chance to tell Sarah, but he wasn't shechted. Parcha nishmasa, b'mana u'meisa, says the Chidah, all the Kabbalim talk about this, that discuss this issue, that discuss the Gilgulim, that Rivka is Sarah. It's not like as if she's a different person. That's who it is. Sarah came back again in the body of Rivka. So Sarah, Vayivieha Yitzchak Ha'ehela, Sarah Imai. It's Sarah again. Sarah's back. So it's Chaye Sarah. Sarah lives. Yes, Sarah actually does live. The parasha is called Chaye Sarah. Sarah lives in Rivka. But however, we see that there's a big shinoi, though, because Sarah was Midas Hadim. Rivka is Chesed. So it's possible like for someone to come back but have different Tunis HaNefesh. Now she's no longer that Sarah that was Midas Hadin. Now she's Rivka, that's Midas HaChesed, in order to be able to count the Gevura of Yitzchak. And even though by Yosef Avraham Vayikach Isho Shmo Keturah, which as we all know, Keturah was Hagar, the pasuk still tells us Vayitein Avraham es Kol Asheloi Li Yitzchak. Here he married again as Avraham. He wasn't Avram now. Unlike Yishmael, who wasn't born Jewish, you would think that the B'nai Keturah, and there are certain halachas about the B'nai Keturah, B'nai Keturah to Mila, the Rambam discusses it, the B'nai Keturah were not considered really like Goyim. There was, in a certain way, they were considered Jewish. And partially, it's not the issue for now. So the Pasuk is telling you the legacy of Sarah, not only is Yishmael out of the picture, the B'nai Keturah are also out of the picture. Even though he's Avraham, and this is Keturah, who is Hagar, who did Shuvah, came back, Kosher, Noyam Asel, Kikatoires, even though we know it says, Vatelech Vatesa, Chazra Legilulei Beis Aviyah, she worshipped idols, but she came back. Yishmael came back, and she came back, and he remarried her. Avraham Avinu remarried Hagar. In fact, it says, V'yitzchak bombi boi be'er la'chai ro'i. Says Rashi, Shaholach lahavi Hagar la'avram aviv shi'isa'ena. Incidentally, you see here that even Yitzchak, who's Midas Hadin, does an act of chesed. Of course, no one thinks for a moment that Yitzchak never did any chesed in his life. He never gave tzedakah. He was a mean-spirited person. That's not what Yira Pachad means. His Iker Mida was Yira, but the Torah emphasized, the Torah tells you, you should know he was a tremendous Baal chesed. How hard it must have been for Yitzchak to see his father married to someone else, and especially Hagar it should be. Of all people, it should be Hagar, who was sent away. His rival's mother, Yishmael's mother, just like we find Avraham Avinu, who was the epitome of chesed, did an act of din when he took Yitzchak to the Akedah. Ata yadati ki yorei elikim ata. That's the hismazgus, the mizug of the midos. Although Avraham is chesed, he also does something which is din, if that's what Hashem wants. Yitzchak is din. He also does chesed, but it has to be done. So he went to bring Hagar to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu marries her when he's now Avraham. And clearly, Keturah was considered Jewish at this point. Yet, we don't call her a shivcha here. Yet, the pasuk says, "Vayitein Avraham es kol asheloi liyitzchak." The levnei apilakshim nosan matonois, but vayishalchem me'al Yitzchak benoi ba'iden uchai kedma eretz kedem. He sends them away. They're not part of Klal Yisrael. They're not inheriting together with Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the sole inheritor of Avraham Avinu. It's Yitzchak, and that's it. And it's through Yitzchak, and that's clearly made clear for everyone to see in who's buried in the Maariv HaMachpelah. Yishmael not, B'nai Keturah not, only the Avos and the Imahos who we come from, and Sarah gets the credit for that. So Chazal tell us, as mentioned before, the Yalkut Ruveni, based on the Zohar, that Maariv HaMachpelah is the mokoim of the entrance to Gan Eden. By Gan Eden, it says in the pasuk, "Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan BeEden MiKedem." Gan Eden is Kedem. That's where Adam was originally before the Chet. That's the highest level when someone's in Gan Eden MiKedem. So the Maariv HaMachpelah is the entrance to that place, whatever that means exactly. Oyver LaSoicher. Avraham Avinu, it says, pays 400. Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Oiver La Soicher, which was certain coins, as the pasuk says, as Rashi explains, that are negotiable currency, coins that could be used everywhere. And there was quite a price that he paid for it. So the Zohar says Oiver La Soicher means that from there your Oiv, the neshamas go from there to Gan Eden. Oiver La Soicher Ki Toiv Sahar. Oivel HaSoicher is b'gematria v'ayita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden mikedem. This is the entrance to Gan Eden. This is where we reach the level of Kedem. Chadesh Yomeinu k'kedem. Kishonim kadmoinios, bereishis milakadmin. That's Tishrei. Tishrei is Kedem. In the previous parashas, we were learning about leaving v'yisa loit mikedem. Adam is banished, or by the Dor HaFlog, it says they traveled from Kedem. They're going away from Kedem, from Kadmoinoi Shel Olam. Like, we're leaving the atmosphere of Tishrei, but now we're coming back again. We're going back to Kedem. We now have Maariv HaMachpelah, which is the entrance to Gan Eden. One of the last child of Yishmael, his name was Kedma. Chadad v'teima yetur nafish v'kedema. Yishmael has 12 children. Nevoyos v'kedar v'adba el umivsam umishma v'duma umasa chadat v'temi yaturin abish v'kedema. And Esav is called Kadmoini. We know there's Kaini, Knizi, Kadmoini is Amoin, Moyov, Edoim. Edoim is Esav, that's Kadmoini. So Yishmael had a son by the name of Kedema, Kedem. Esav is called Kadmoini, which is Kedem. The Nochash is referred to as the Nochash HaKadmoini. So there is a Kedem in Le'umazeh. Yishmael is trying to prevent us from reaching Kedem. Like we see today, Yishmael doesn't want us to be by the Makom HaMikdash. The Bnei Yishmael don't want us to go to these places. They want to prevent us from going. They want to prevent us from davening. They want to prevent us from bringing Malchus Beis David back, which, whether they know it or not, Mazlayu Chasi, that it's dependent on their fall. Yishmael falls, that brings Malchus Beis David. So of course they don't want us to daven. They want to prevent us. They want to try to put as many obstacles in the past to prevent us from coming back to Kedem, from coming back to Gan Eden. They think that what they do is going to give them Gan Eden, the Hameven Yoven. But the true Gan Eden HaAmiti, which is only for Klal Yisrael or for Chassid Yomas HaOilam, which they're not the Chayr in that category. That's Maris HaMachpelah. Maris HaMachpelah, Makom HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Chevron, that's where Malchus Beis David started. That's where it's going to end. That's where it's going to eventually be restored. These two cities, Chevron and Yerushalayim, Chevron, Miloshon, Chibur, where we connect with Hashem. The Chidor writes that in the names of the children of Yishmael are hinted what Avodah a Yid should work on in order to save himself from Yishmael. Interesting, Yishmael is Yishmakel, which means actually that Hashem will listen to our davening. In fact, Shama Hashem Elonyeich, Hashem said, the Malach says to Hagar. The name Yishmael actually means Kibul Tefillah. So the way to be Mevatel Yishmael is through Tefillah. That's the way to do it. Not that they should daven. The fact that we know that they daven five times a day, and they're quiet when they daven, certainly has to teach us a lesson that we definitely have to be quiet when we daven, and daven with kavana to counter their tefillah. Not that their tefillah really accomplishes, but there shouldn't be a kitchruk, chas v'shalom l'mayla. Hey, look, they daven. You don't, they daven. They're sneer sticker. We're not chas v'shalom. So we have to be able to show that, no, we are the true, we are the ones with sneers. We are the ones who really daven. And then we deserve chevron, we deserve Yerushalayim. So one of the things that the Chidah says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Yuma, in a few places, Hanelovin ve'einon oilvin shoymin cherposon ve'einon meshiv. When a person is insulted, the proper reaction is not to react. Like David HaMelech let Shimi ben Gera curse him, and he said, don't do anything to him. Hashem omar lo yikalel. As the Chofetz Chaim brings that from that, he was zeichet to become the regal revi sheb merkava. In fact, that's how he was zeichet to be the melech. So you see, Malchus Beis David also means not answering back. David was zeichet to be the melech because he didn't answer back. Ulumakalalai nafshi sidon. We say it every day in the Lakhain Tzar. Those who curse me, those who insult me, I don't answer. I'm quiet. The Vilna Gaon writes in a famous letter, the schar that a person gets for controlling himself and not answering when someone insults him is ein l'shayer. Being quiet when one has an urge to talk, when one has an urge to answer, is a tremendous schar. So the Chidah writes in the words umishma v'duma umasa, which are three of the names among the 12 children of Yishmael. He says, umishma, when you hear something negative, you hear something insulting, duma means quiet, and masa means endure. Listen, keep quiet and endure, don't answer back. Svarim say, the greatest kapara a person could receive, amazing atonement for not answering back when someone insults. When someone insults you, you don't answer back. It's like a tremendous kapara, tremendous or, tremendous shefa. And the Chidah seems to indicate that that's one of the ways that we fight Yishmael. We don't answer back, though, meaning basically, how we talk to our fellow Jew, how we react, midos toivos. There are certain times we have to be quiet, and then there are certain times that we have to use our mouth. We have to use our mouth for tefillah, we have to use our mouth for Torah, machpelah, mikol peh. Davening, as we see in this week's parashah, Vayetzi Yitzchak L'suach Basoda, Eliezer is davening, Elokei Avi Be'ezri, he's the Ezer, he brings the Ezer. One of the reasons they say he's called Eliezer, because he was the Shliach to bring the Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka, which is called, Shidduch is an Ezer. Es Eloi Ezer Kenegdoi, which is actually the source that the Divrei Yisrael mentioned before, says that a couple cannot be exactly the same. They have to complement each other, but they cannot have the exact same tchunas hanefesh. It's kenegdoi. She's your ezer when she's kenegdoi. Not when everything you say and do, she just nods her head. But she has to be able to tell you sometimes when you're wrong. Or she has to be able to calm a person who's about too much chesed, she has to tell you, okay, atkan. Too much din, so she has to infuse the chesed, like we see with Yitzchak and Rivka and Avram and Sarah. So this Parsha Chayei Sarah ends with the ultimate, what we're waiting for, Al Panei Kol Echav Nafal, leading to Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, that the Nefila of Yishmael, which Sarah is the one who said, that's the Nevuah of Sarah, that the Gemara says she was called a Nevuah because of that Nevuah, that prophecy, which Avram says was a toffle to her in Nevuah. Avram was secondary to her in prophecy. It means in this issue, Avram's conclusion, we can't say it was wrong, but Avram Avinu, Yisara was right. Better not say Avram was wrong. Sara was right. And Avram was a toffle of Sara ben Avias. Sara is correct. Goresh ha'ama ha'zayz v'yaz b'na, Yishmael is out. Yishmael is out of the picture. Yes, ruach ha'tuma avim in ha'oretz. And with Yishmael out of the picture, then Malchus Beis Dovid can be restored, because Malchus Beis Dovid is going to come after the fall of Yishmael, and then we will be zeichet to be tchias hamesim and see the avos and the imahos emerge from the Maris HaMachpelah, which is the makom of zivugim. Rav Wolfson Shlita has a whole piece in his sefer Emunas Yitacha. He talks about HaMachpelah VaHamoiriyah. He talks about a lot of some of the which was discussed tonight, the connection with Chevron and Yerushalayim. He also mentions the fact that the Maris HaMachpelah is the makom of Zivugim. That's where the Zugais, the couples, were buried. Machpelah, Meloshon, couple, Kfula B'Zugais, the couples were there. And the Gemara learns out Kedushin, Kicha, Kicha, Mizdei Ephraim. Right after this parsha of Maris HaMachpelah, you have the parsha of Shidduchim. You have Eliezer going to bring a Shidduch for Yitzchak. Sfaradim have a minhag that by the Shabbos before a wedding, they lain, and some Sfaradim lain this parsha of Avram Zaka and Baba Yom, where it talks about how Eliezer was sent to find a wife for Yitzchak. In fact, actually, the Yisoid, what to look for in a wife, is in this parsha. What to look for. It doesn't say to look for Yichah so much, doesn't say to look for even sitkas. The main thing that Eliezer is looking for is midos tovos, a balas chesed. And the reason why Avraham Avinu couldn't take from the Benois Kanani or from Eliezer's children, as the Kleokar is Mayrach in this week's parish, is because the Ikra is midos tovos. Because midos tovos is very hard to change. A person that has ingrained in them bad character traits, it's very difficult to change that. Someone who has bad hashkofas, that you could change. You could turn someone's hashkafas around. But to turn someone's midas around is a much harder. That's why Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer, I can't be meshadach with you, because you're from Canaan. Oror Canaan. I can't have my son married from the Benois Canaan. Even Oner Eshkol and Mamre, for that matter. Because they don't have midas toivos. Even though they have deus, they were not idol worshippers. Those that Avraham was friendly with Eliezer, of course not. He was Dailu Mashkin Bitoris Rabbi Lacherib. He's Khan Beisah, Moshel Bechalashla, he's Moshel Be Yitzray, a tremendous tzaddik Eliezer, even though he was the son of Nimrod. But he's Canaan. On the other hand, Rivka comes from a family of idol worshippers. But Midos Tovos. That's what we have to look for in a Shidduch. Deyos can easily be. Avram said, I'm not worried about whether she doesn't have good deyos. We'll be able to change that. I'm not worried about that. But midos tovos, that's negeya to the future, negeya to what type of children they're going to have. That's paramount in looking for a shidduch in Torah Vedas. When I learned there, Rav Pam Zatzal used to give every Friday Parshas Chayesara, a very famous shmuz on shidduchim, where he would always delve into this parsha and take different insights. They printed it in some of the Sfarim recently that they printed from him, all about what one has to look for in a soulmate. May we all be zeichet to the ultimate shidduch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, and may the whole world recognize, of course, that the Mekaymes HaKadoshim and Eretz Yisrael belong to us, because they're ours. They Avram bought it. Maharis HaMachpel has nothing to do with Yishmael. Makam HaMikdash has nothing to do with Yishmael. David HaMelech bought it from Aravna Yavusi. and he paid and he collected from all the Shvatim, and all of us had a chelik in the acquisition of the Maris HaMachpel, and the same thing with Shechem and all the Mekayimis HaKadoshim in Eretz Yisrael. And may we all be Zeicha to return to Eretz Yisrael, to the Chazorah of Malchus Beis David, and to utilize our Tishrei and continue in this month of Mar Cheshvan before we are soon going to be Maskir Chodesh Kislev, the last, we're now in the second half of Mar Cheshvan now, the end of Mar Cheshvan, we should utilize properly and be Masakein that which was Nifkam in Mar Cheshvan, Malchus Beis David, and we should be Zaychataka to the restoration of Malchus Beis David in this Chodesh, and the Chanukah of the Bayis HaShlishi, which as mentioned, the Alkut Shemayni says in Malachim, will be in this Chodesh, may it be immediately. Have a very good evening.